It's time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald-Leader. As the Labor Day weekend gets started, they have information about music festivals, among other events.
Here, Labor Day weekend, we're closing out with a bunch of them. Down the road, we have the Terrapin Hill Festival, kind of a jam band festival. But one of the big ones, probably one of the biggest of the summer here in Lexington, is at Whitaker Bank Ballpark. It is Red, White, and Boom. If you love country music, if you love what's on country radio these days, this is a festival for you. You've got three proven hit makers at the top of the bill each night, with Luke Bryan Friday night, Sam Hunt on Saturday night, and Blake Shelton of The Voice fame also on Sunday night. And even the undercard, it's really good. You've got Maren Morris on Saturday, who's been really blowing up lately, Dustin Lynch, who's got a new album coming out, and Sunday afternoon starting the show is a new rising star from Kentucky, Carly Pierce. So who knows, maybe she'll rise up the Red, White, and Boom ranks as the years go on. And they are ready for the weather, they say. So if it is raining, everything like they predict, Friday afternoon and possibly Saturday, they are ready for it. And the show is supposed to go on. There are a lot of shows to go on this weekend, though, aren't there?
There are. Sunday at Ashland, the Henry Clay Estate, is Jazz on the Lawn. And that starts at 5:30 p.m. And the band is See the Beat. Parking's $5, free admission though. And over at the Horse Park, you have the Bluegrass Classic Dog Show with hundreds of dogs and their owners competing, and that's all week long. And then up in Covington, there's a free concert by the Kentucky Symphony Orchestra. They're closing their season with a WKRP concert.
So music that was big on the show.
Yeah. That's right. The show was from 78 to 82, and that starts at 7:30 on Saturday at the Covington DeVoe Park Band Shell.
That's right, and the music keeps on going. And, you know, you were talking about jazz, we've talked about jam band, country music, and then we've also got chamber music. We've got two concerts left in the Chamber Music Festival of Lexington. The artist in residence this year is Zach Brock. Born and raised in Lexington, he's become very big in the jazz world as a jazz violinist, and he is back here with a good friend of his, Matt Ullery, who is the composer in residence, and they're premiering a new work tonight at the Pam Miller Downtown Arts Center. Point of advocacy, I think it should just be the Pam Miller Arts Center. My views do not reflect those of WEKU and all that stuff. But anyway, saw the Wednesday night show, and it was fantastic. So if you really want to get out and hear Zach and the ensemble led by Nathan Cole and some new music this weekend.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald-Leader and lexco.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link at weku.fm, as well as WEKU, KPR, Kentucky Public Radio Stories, and those from the Ohio Valley Resource at weku.fm.